Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Put your hands together for the one and only Al Galdi. My man. Brother Galdi. We are
D.O.C.
privileged.
How are you, my friend?
Oh, my goodness. Privileged, man. You're not aware of it because you live within your body 24/7, 365. When I told people, I let it leak, Galdi, nobody believed me. They said, no way. I said, what do you mean? I said, if you're talking about 5 years ago when the Nats win it all, and we're going fast forward to tonight, Verlander's return. You down in the Navy Yard. And it's a throwback. Who better than to throw out the first pitch? Now, I understand that you declined to do it. But nevertheless, I couldn't figure a better way to get this thing started. So what is your take about, do you have a feeling? I mean, this organization was robbed of taking that victory lap, having won it all. There's no way to replace that. I mean, the pandemic took it away. Nobody's fault. It is what it is. But when you put on top of that what's happening with the O's and this horrible deal, the Masson deal, and tying up the purse string, you got to believe, man, the Curly W's were given a raw deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's impossible to calculate the money that the Nats lost out on in the COVID season being the season after they won the World Series. Like, there is always this massive financial windfall for a team that wins a World Series, that wins any championship in that following season, right? Increased ticket sales, merchandise sales, et cetera. And the Nats basically missed out on all of that. And it's really unfortunate. I mean, obviously, there's nothing that you could do about it. And so they're having this five-year anniversary celebration this weekend. You know, it's an odd deal, though, because the Nats on Tuesday afternoon put out a list of the players from the 2019 team who will be attending the festivities this weekend. And the truth is, it's a rather underwhelming list. Now, the list does not include Steven Strasburg, which is a real disappointment, even though the Lerners in Strasburg reportedly have arrived at a resolution with his contract situation. But I don't know if there's still bad blood. I don't know if Strasburg is dealing with some stuff. But whatever the case, at least per that announcement from the Nats on Tuesday afternoon, Strasburg is not going to be there. So the MVP of that World Series is not going to be there. And then so many key players from that 2019 Nats team now are playing with other teams. And so those guys won't be there. So no Juan Soto, no Max Scherzer, no Trey Turner, no Daniel Hudson. So it's a little unfortunate in that regard, but it can still be a fun weekend. I think in a lot of ways this is for the fans, you know, an opportunity to say thank you and to celebrate something that, like you said, there was never really that true opportunity to celebrate. And look, the Nats are doing pretty well. So as much as the spotlight is going to be shined on the past, I think there are real reasons to be excited about the present and the future, and I think that's probably the best thing about this weekend.
Were you a bit surprised to see what they did out at Blue Heaven? I mean, taking two out of three when you're honoring 42, and they took it, took that series. I was quite impressed.
Yes, that was a very good series to cap a very nice road trip. I mean, that was a 9-game trip out in California, and the Nats went 2-3 at San Francisco, lost 2-3 at Oakland, but then won 2-3 at the Dodgers. Now, the Dodgers, they don't look like themselves just yet. So, you know, like Ohtani is not off to a great start, but whatever. I mean, that the Nats went there and won 2 out of 3 was really good. Some terrific pitching by the Nats in that series, and that's been a really good thing. Initially, Initially this season, the Nats pitching wasn't so good. Lately, it's been a lot better. Some really good stuff from guys like Mackenzie Gore and Jake Irvin lately. Trevor Williams, who was really bad last season, has been a lot better so far this season. And the bullpen certainly has had some bad performances, but there's been some good stuff there too. So, you know, they're kind of keeping this thing going. What matters the most, clearly, with the Nats is how the young players do, the potential building blocks do. To see guys like Gore and Irvin doing well is very encouraging. Josiah Gray's on the 15-day injured list. That's concerning with this elbow forearm flexor strain, so we'll see what comes of that. But, you know, you mentioned him, C.J. Abrams, he's playing like an MVP candidate. And, you know, he's playing like the star who he was acquired to be. And so, you know, you put that into the mix. You have this super alluring prospect in James Wood, who is tearing it up at AAA and should be up at the major league level sooner rather than later. The Nats are getting good contributions from a guy in Jesse Winker, who they signed to a minor league contract in February, and yet he's among the league leaders in things like OPS and on-base percentage. So, you know, it's early, right? It's a long season. We all get that. But the Nats are, I think, in a much better place than they were certainly 2 years ago. And while last season ended up being an encouraging season in a lot of ways, at least what we've seen so far, this Nats team is better than last season's Nats team. And again, things should get better. You know, if James Wood gets called up, there are other prospects, guys like Brady House, Dylan Cruz. This team could be making some noise as the summer goes on. We'll see.
Heavy Metal Chris is producing today's show. And Chris, this is what the good times feel like. When you get smoking Al Kokin yesterday, followed by the ultimate Al Galdi, and this is coming off the O's fourth win when Mullins hits that bomb. I thought I heard you scream in the ninth. Well, I thought I heard you scream, and you guys take. And I'm encouraged with the O's because it shows you you can come from the dead and grow up if you do the right things and you get some help. Anything's possible, but I got to ask you about the arms. Wells now looks like he goes on the 15-day DL. Now, do you think this pitch count, this timer, is this anything that's attributed to the arm problems, or are we just throwing kids way too damn early in their lives, all the way from Little League up?
Yeah, I think the latter is a bigger reason than the former. I think the pitch clock thing is an excuse that the MLB Players Association put out there because the MLBPA likes to complain about everything, and it can't just let a good thing be. This pitch clock has been so good for baseball, has drastically cut down on the time of games, which is a real issue, and guys have been getting hurt for years in terms of pitchers. The pitch clock only just started last year, so explain to me why you had so many guys getting Tommy John 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, when there was no pitch clock. So I think that's an excuse from the players' union. Yeah, it's a real issue. There's no doubt about that. These pitchers are falling like crazy with Tommy John, and no one has a real good grasp as to why. There are a lot of theories. I think what you mentioned is probably the biggest reason that, you know, the way that kids get overworked and overused early on. But, you know, even that doesn't explain everything. See, it's so tricky, right? Because everyone's body is different. And so what may be true for you may not be true for me. And so what may cause you to undergo Tommy John might not be the thing that caused me to undergo Tommy John. The one thing that we know is that a lot of guys are undergoing Tommy John. Like, that's undeniable. The rate has skyrocketed even over the last 10 years. And even 10 years ago, the rate was really high. It's only gotten worse. And this is even with teams paying closer attention to pitch counts, pulling guys earlier in games. I mean, I mentioned Jake Irvin. He hit the Dodgers through six scoreless innings, six strikeouts. He got pulled after 73 pitches. I mean, teams, for the most part, certainly at the major league level, are behaving responsibly when it comes to taking care of young arms. But, you know, you can do everything right, quote unquote, and the guy can still end up getting hurt. I mean, I think the Josiah Gray thing is a perfect example. Now, he hopefully will not need Tommy John, but the Nats have treated him well. He has been durable, and yet he's on this 15-day injured list with a right elbow slash right forearm flexor strain, which hopefully is not a precursor to Tommy John, but could be. Like, that's certainly possible. You mentioned Tyler Wells with the Orioles. The O's pitcher, Kyle Bradish, on the 15-day injured list, and he's dealing with a UCL injury. Now, he's been making some rehab starts. Hopefully he avoids the surgery, but It may well be the single biggest problem in baseball, this epidemic of Tommy John surgeries, and the fact that nobody has a really good answer on how to fix this. And, of course, there's a financial element, too, right? You're paying these pitchers, you know, tens if not hundreds of millions of dollars, and they're getting hurt left and right. If you're an owner, you're not happy about that.
Al Galdi, the Al Galdi podcast. Baseball, I'm proud because it's really my heart, and I love the fact that the game has a lot of young stars emerging now. The scandal, the Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, who didn't interpret what was going on with the scandal. I think this has deeper legs. I wonder what your take is on this. The fact that the NBA has cracked down without play with DeJounte Porter. For lifetime sentence. I think we're at the tip of the iceberg on this. Baseball knows so well because of Rose. But what do you sense about this? Do you think this is just the edge of this, or you think this is it?
Well, we know that sports gambling is here to stay. It's not going anywhere. And we know that because it's generating so much money for so many people, including these leagues, right? So I think it's a basic thing of if you're an athlete, right, and you really want to gamble, you better do it in a way to where it doesn't get you in trouble, because these leagues, on the one hand, are going to be welcoming with open arms all the revenue from gambling, but on the other hand, have to maintain this appearance of everything being on the up and up. I mean, look, we dealt with it with the Commanders, with Shaka Toney getting suspended for last season, just gets reinstated yesterday. So I think you're going to have these things pop up, you know, time and again. Not necessarily with the biggest stars, but with, you know, second and third tier guys of, you know, this guy, you know, couldn't control himself and got in some trouble. But the gambling isn't going anywhere. And I think it's important to remember this. The revenue that these leagues are getting from gambling is revenue that does make its way to the players. So, like, when people talk about, you know, there is sort of this paradox of how can the NFL make all this money with gambling and yet at the same time punish people for gambling? Well, it's very simple. The gambling money is increased revenue. That raises the salary cap. That means more money for the players. So, you know, I think you have to take a bigger picture view of this if you're a player of just be smart about it. Don't be dumb about it. We know a lot of athletes gamble, but there's a way to do it to where you don't get caught, okay? Let's be honest about it. And share in the money that's being generated here, because the gambling thing is not going away. It's not stopping. It's going to continue to be a big thing. And these leagues are going to continue to try to make as much money off it as possible. And so I think if you're an athlete, you just have to be smart about it. But I don't think that is that hard. It shouldn't be that big of a deal. The Ohtani thing is so bizarre for so many different reasons. And I mentioned what went on with him against the Nats. Ohtani is not Ohtani right now. And I do wonder if this whole scandal is weighing on him, because he was not the force in that series we know he can be. So we'll see. It's early in the season, obviously.
My old tag team partner, Al Galdi. So many of our slam downs and controversial takes, you know, it had to do with drafting, and hopefully we're going to be able to get your take on how much has changed. And we didn't get a lot to talk about during this last NBA season and or the collegiate season on the women's side. But are you surprised at all at the recent numbers that have come out on the, quote, shoe deals for Caitlin Clark?
No. I mean, she's a massive star. You know, we saw this like 5-10 years ago, actually in MMA with Ronda Rousey. Where
right.
Ronda Rousey was so good and was so dominant and became such a star to where she transcended any conversation about gender. Like, it didn't matter that she was a female fighter. She was so good and so charismatic and such a big deal that she meant big business. And I think we're seeing that with Caitlin Clark. Like, whether you like women's basketball or not, if you're a sports fan, there's a really good chance that you know who Caitlin Clark is. And that is significant to have that kind of notoriety. I mean, I think it was yesterday, that the Mystics game against Caitlin Clark has been moved to Capital One Arena because there's an anticipation of there being a major ticket demand for this. So I always like seeing this. You know, I always want to see sports grow. And I think it's another reminder of, you know, as much as people can talk about like they're fans of a sport or fans of a team, there's nothing quite like stars, right? And when you have star power, that is such a powerful thing in all forms of entertainment, but especially in sports. And this has really been remarkable that she has been able to attain this level of stardom and to take something like women's college basketball, which, you know, has its fans but has always been at a certain level, and really elevated. And she's not the only person, right? There have been some, you know, Angel Reese has gotten a lot of run in recent years, but she is the number one star. There's no debating that. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see, does it carry over to the WNBA and to what extent? Because the WNBA has been around for almost 30 years now and has been at a very certain level for about 30 years now, right? So can Caitlin Clark, on her back, take this league to a new place? We've seen that in the NBA, right? We saw it in the 80s. Magic and Larry took the NBA to a new place. Michael Jordan, the former Wizards great, took the NBA to a new place. And so can someone like Caitlin Clark do that? Not that the WNBA is going to exceed the NBA or anything like that, but she can certainly elevate it to a whole new level. And she's got an opportunity to do it. It's really impressive. Again, the notoriety she's attained, the TV numbers that her games were doing, you have to be impressed. Even if you don't like women's basketball, you have to be impressed by what she's done.
Well, here's a bonus for you. The Al Galdi podcast, how can we get those that have not been privy to your excellence to get on board?
Yes, sir. Wherever you get a podcast, so Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and a new episode comes out early each weekday morning. So Monday through Friday, I talk Commanders on every show, regardless of the time of year. So a lot on the upcoming quarterback decision, lots of great guests. But it's not just Commanders. I talk Nationals, talk Orioles, talk Capitals, talk Wizards. So it's a Washington, D.C. area sports show. And, yeah, the Al Galdi podcast, new episode each weekday morning. So check it out if you don't already.
Yep, can't wait. So happy to see Caps Rangers this weekend. It's going to be outstanding. So we can assume that the Bears, and I'm really reluctant to say anything with the Bears, assuming. That's why you draft early. Most people that draft early aren't very good at doing these things. That's why they're frequent flyers. But let's say Caleb does go one. How do you see it falling out within the top four or five quarterbacks?
Yeah, so I think you have to address this with some humility, and that is to say we all know nothing, okay? I think Adam Peters and the team are doing a great job of playing things close to the vest. I don't buy this idea that, like, Peters doesn't at least have a lean. Like, I think he does have a lean. He may already, in fact, have his decision made. But he's done an excellent job of keeping everyone guessing. So I think whatever you hear or read is, at best, an educated guess. I have preferred Drake May from the start. I still do. I like Jaden Daniels a lot. I like J.J. McCarthy. I'm really not going to be mad with whatever the team does, assuming it's one of those three guys. But I just think with Drake May, there's this extreme upside, as there is, by the way, with the other two guys. But I think with May, there's a chance for real greatness at the quarterback position. And I think the concerns with May are not as large as the concerns with Daniels and McCarthy. I worry about Jaden Daniels getting injured because of that reckless running style combined with the thin frame. I worry about the pressure to sack rate item with Jaden Daniels. I do think that that's a concern. Now, look, May has his own concerns. The mechanics are something that needs to be need to be worked on. There's no doubt about that. So May is not a guaranteed hit. I recognize that, but I like a lot about him, and so I would go with him. Now, what do I think the Commanders will do? Again, we don't know. I mean, there was all this momentum for Jaden Daniels up until like yesterday, and now all of a sudden you hear a lot of hedging. The betting market has flipped, and all of a sudden it doesn't seem like the near certainty that some people were making it out to be that the Commanders are going to take Daniels. So we don't know. I think there are compelling arguments for both guys. You know, I think with McCarthy, it's not as much, although I think with McCarthy, there's a case to be made. I just think with McCarthy, he's really raw, and so you're really banking on upside with him and him delivering on his potential to be good. I think with May and Daniels, you can more kind of see it clearly of, okay, this is the path to this guy being good. But it's super exciting. I think it's a great year in which to have a number two overall pick if you're a quarterback needy team, because this appears to be a good quarterback class. And I'll stress that word appears. You know, this could end up being a flop of a class. We've seen that happen. But I think there's a lot to like with these guys. And so while I do prefer May, if this Thursday night the selection is Daniels, I think there's going to be a lot to be excited about. And I think an overarching thing with all of this is that because of who's making the pick, Adam Peters, Lance Newmark, this new regime, there's an instant credibility with the pick. You know, like if you say to yourself, okay, if Peters and Newmark and company identified this guy as the guy, they know more than we do. And so I think there's a benefit of the doubt that they should get. And I that's a very reassuring thing as a fan of this team, that we have decision makers who have track records of not just being like pretty good at the draft, but of doing excellent work in NFL drafts. And it's very nice to be able to say that.
Well, I'm with you. Only reverse on it is that I like Daniels, but I think they will take May because based on their staff, the way the staff is constituted, I think he would have the advantage because he already has an understanding of their concept that they would like to run privately. And yeah. So why would you not get someone that is familiar with your nomenclature? That to me is like, duh. Yeah, I don't want to teach somebody when I know a guy already speaks my language. If you know French and I don't have to teach it to you and I want to speak and speak Italian, that's what I'm doing. Now, the rest of it, otherwise, why would you have not? You got Mariota. Why? Why? Because they knew that this may be an incubation. They may have to wait a minute. So I thought, oh, okay. Now, what do I know? I know the four talking heads that control the gossip columns, each has picked a guy. Brilliant. You think they don't collaborate their efforts? And everybody's running around. Every guy has a different guy. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Nobody knows. And we will find out. Here's one thing I do know. Yeah. When Coach Thompson said, Al Galdi is simply one of the best, he knew exactly what he was saying. Thank you, my brother. We cherish your knowledge. Have a magnificent weekend, man.
You do the same. Thank you very much.
All right, brother. That is the one and only, Al Galdi.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.